That nasty little gnat has finished off me. I squeak and I squeal, hear my desperate cry. Because of that gnat, I am going to die. But brave young Nutcracker, don't you see? It will happen to you as it happened to me. To avenge my death, my seven-headed son will chew up a Nutcracker just for fun. Listen to my warning, hear what I say. The Nutcracker will live to regret this day. A squeal and a squeak, a moan and a sigh. Poor Lady Mousykins is about to die.
Yes, well, now then, where's our hero?
He must claim his reward.
We must be married at once.
Come on, where's our future son-in-law?
I'm here.
Oh, but you're so hideously ugly.
Just as you were a moment ago, Your Highness.
And despite what you looked like, he saved your life.
How dare you insult the Princess Pearlipat? You're no better than crooks and charlatans. We banish you both forever. And take that repulsive Nutcracker with you.
Later, that night, as Drosselmeyer and the old astronomer took it in turns to carry the poor Nutcracker on their long walk home.
What'll happen to me?
We'll find a way to make you yourself again.
Look up there. It's in the stars.
What does it say?
It says, despite what's happened to you, you will one day be a prince and a king.
But when?
When you've killed Mousykin's seven-headed son, the new Mouse King, and when a lady falls in love with you despite your ugly looks.
There you are. You see, it's in the stars. Meanwhile, I'll make sure you always have a fresh coat of paint.
And that is the story of the Hard Nut.
I think Princess Pearlipat was very ungrateful to the Nutcracker, especially after he'd cured her.
What an understanding child she is.
Still, if the Nutcracker is a brave fellow, he'll beat that wicked Mouse King all right.
Well, if it's in the stars, he will.
We can but hope.
Well, how's my little patient today?
Papa, Godpapa Drosselmeyer has been telling us a wonderful story.
All about the Nutcracker.
Oh, have you been filling their heads with nonsense again, my old friend?
What is nonsense to some might be sense to others.
Well, Mary must get some sleep now.
Well, I must go. But, Mary, let me tell you something. You were born a princess, just like Pearlipat, and you are queen in a beautiful kingdom all your own. But I must warn you, if you befriend the Nutcracker, it will not be easy, because the Mouse King is waiting to get him whenever he can. I can't help him. Only you can do that if you're faithful and true.
My dear Drosselmeyer, I'm not sure you're quite well in the head. Shall I write you out a prescription?
Now who's talking nonsense?
Mary. Mary. Mary mine, angel divine. I will be yours if you will be mine.
The mice! The mice are back!
It's only me, Mary. Me. Here I am on the table beside your bed. Can you see my 14 eyes and my 7 golden crowns shining in the moonlight?
What do you want?
I want all your sweets, Mary. I need them. I'm a sweet tooth from